2 years ago, in the face of a resurgent white supremacist movement, a New Orleans mayor decided to take down four Confederate statues. His decision stirred a pot of derision and a well of deep relief, depending on who you were.
And former Mayor Mitch Landrieu writes that who you are can largely depend on who you come from. His book is titled In the Shadow of Statues, A White Southerner Confronts History. It's now out in paperback. Mayor Landrieu, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
You've said this book on race is directed at white Americans. Why is that?
Well, when I gave the speech, I wanted to send a message and explain to the people who were opposed to me taking down the monuments why I did it. It's really more a book about race than it is about the monuments, but the monuments are an example of the challenges that we have relating to it. And I believe that race continues to be something that holds us back. So the book was written to really talk about the whole history as I knew it, and to give some insights about the experiences that I went through growing up in the South.
What are some of the most painful vestiges of all that and racism in this country?
We continue to suffer through them today. I mean, right now we're having a surge of white supremacy and white nationalism, you know, that is resulting in death. It's not an exaggeration. You saw it in New Zealand. You saw it at Mother Emanuel Church in Charleston. You saw it in Charlottesville. You saw it at the synagogue. It is a real challenge for us. Now, putting aside, you know, that white supremacy is here and it's a challenge, we also have the issue of race that we haven't worked through in this country because we don't know how to talk about it really well. And the monuments are a reflection of an old view of history that wasn't accurate, that continued to send a message to African Americans in the South that even though the Confederacy lost, that they were still in control and African Americans were still not welcome.
Now, your dad was a former mayor and anti-segregation congressman, Moon Landrieu. You've talked about being weaned on racial politics. How would you describe the current climate around race in this country in this moment?
This is going to be a little bit contradictory, but on the national level, it's as bad as it's been. In Washington, D.C., the politics up there is just, you know, just really poisonous. On the other hand, on the ground in America where people live, in their homes, in their neighborhoods, folks are getting along pretty well, both urban and rural. Now, you wouldn't know it by watching the national news networks. So in some instances, I'm very hopeful. In other instances, not so much. I do wish the President of the United States would speak out strongly against white nationalism and white supremacy.
Mayor Landrieu, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
All righty. Take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That's former New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu. His book is titled In the Shadows of Statues, A White Southerner Confronts History.